there's a big machloket amongst the Rishonim. When is one obligated to make the beracha asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'sivanu l'asher basukah? At what point is one obligated to make the beracha? The shita of Harambam in Perek Vav of Hilchot Sukkah, Halacha Vav, clearly writes that when the person enters the sukkah, already before he sits down, over la'asiyato, he makes the beracha l'shem basukkah, and then he sits in the sukkah. He mentions nothing about eating anything. The Rabbi Magid writes that this is based on the shita of the Geonim, Rabhai, as well as the shita of the Rif, that hold you can make the beracha l'shem basukkah afilu me'a pa'amim bayom. As long as you keep on going in and out, you can keep on making the beracha over and over again. Although the Rav Magid says that mistaber, it's talking about where you left the sukkah with the hesei hada'at, and then you come back in again, you know, after a lapse. But you know, if you just walked out to say hello to somebody, or you went to get something from the house and come right back in, Rav Magid says it's not mistaber, shitat the Rambam, that you have to make another beracha. That is the shita of Harambam. However, the Rabbi Magid says that aval, the minhag, is like Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yaakov, he says. And that's actually the shita of the Tosfot that says that the law of Leshev Basukah, although it's a mitzvah to be in the sukkah all day long and all night long, and anytime you're in the sukkah, you're fulfilling a mitzvah, but the din of the beracha was made on the achila, at the time of eating. And therefore, if you're not eating, so therefore, it seems, according to the Tosafot, so there's no beracha only when there's eating. And the mechanics of the way it works, the sevara, is that Tosafot must hold that the ikar is poter the tafel. What does that mean? That the ikar is the eating. And if when you make the beracha in the eating, it covers all the other activities that you're going to have in the sukkah. That's the way the Taz understands Shitat Rabbeinu Tam in Siman Taf Resh Lamed Tet. Question is, who did Maran posek like? And this is a big hadush because you have Harambam, you have the Rif, you have the Geonim, some say you have the Shita of the Rosh also, which is all three, and still Maran writes at the end of Taf Resh Lamed Tet in Halacha Chet that Nohagim Shalom mevarchim ela b'shat achila. Maram is posek from the minhag, at least, like shitat Rabbeinu Tam. You only make the beracha at the time of eating, not like shitat Harambam. Mishnah Berurah points out a certain mechanic also that has to be explained here. Seemingly, when you go into the sukkah, for example, let's say tonight, so you're going to go in the sukkah, the second you go in, already you're fulfilling a mitzvah. And then you're making the kiddush. You're not making the shiva sukkah until already the kiddush, where already you are starting the mitzvah already. So he says it works lemafreya also, which means when you make the berakah shiva sukkah, not only does it cover you on anything that you're going to do forward, but it also covers you on what you did until that point. Although the Mishnah Berurah does say you should make the berakah of the shiva as quick as you can when you get into the sukkah, just in order to fulfill the berakah, you know, on all the mitzvot that you're fulfilling in the sukkah. Now, based on this mahloket, there comes out some very, very interesting halakhic ramifications that we'd like to discuss this morning in the halakha. The first ramification is a case that the Taz talks about. The Taz says a big chadush. He says, let's say you have a person that's fasting on Sukkot. Why is he fasting? Ta'anit halom. He had a bad dream on Sukkot lo aleinu. Gemara says that for a bad dream, you need to fast the next day. You can even do that on Chol HaMoed, let's say. So what happens? He's not eating. But he's going to sit in the sukkah. So the Taz wants to say, Hiddush, that Shitat Rabbeinu Tam is what? That the Ikar is poter the tafel. But over here, you don't have any Ikar over there. The Ikar is gone. So therefore, you have to make the beracha. The tafel becomes the Ikar. Now, all the other stuff you're doing becomes Ikar. Therefore, he says, even the Shitat Rabbeinu Tam, you would have to make a beracha in the sukkah, which is a tremendous chiddush. Again, halakha l'ma'aseh, even though the Taz says it, But Ma'amar Mordechi and others, they argue on the Taz, and they say no, that Min Hadin, Ibn Utam said you only make it on eating, and therefore, if you're not eating, the Minhag is not to make it. There's another ramification that can be brought down, which really, a lot of the poskim leave it in the Sarikh Iyum, what we would do halakha l'maaseh, and that's based on what the Hayy Adam said. The Hayy Adam says an interesting case. He says, let's say a person had his breakfast, okay? He sat in the sukkah, made the beracha. Beautiful. Now he left. He went on the Chol HaMoed trip, wherever he went. Now he comes back at 6 o'clock. Comes back at 6 o'clock, he tells his wife, I'm going to go sit in the sukkah for an hour. He's not eating. Dinner is not till 8 o'clock. He sits in the sukkah at 6 o'clock. And 6 to 7, he sat in the sukkah, no eating. And then he leaves the sukkah to go to Bet Knesset. And now he comes back, at 8 o'clock he's going to eat. Okay, when he eats, he'll make the beracha, come to the Ben Utam. But from 6 to 7, says the Hayy Adam, the Chaura, the beracha that you made in the morning doesn't cover you because you had a hefsek. You're leaving the sukkah to go to Bet Knesset, so therefore there's a hefsek on the other end. So therefore, Chaura, he says, even according to the Ben Utam, when a person is sitting in between meals in the sukkah, and he wants to leave and go, the Chaura, in that hour, you'd have to make a L'Shev B'Sukkah, Afil L'Shitat Rabbeinu Tam, because there's no Achila, and you're there. That's a case where you're not fasting. That's a more practical case that happens all the time. You're sitting in the Sukkah, you have to go to the Bet Knesset in the afternoon. And he says, you got, and Mishnah Berurah brings the Hayy Adam down. L'Ma'aseh, it's a big Hadush. Hakam Ben Zion's student, Rabbi Natan Ben Sinyar, Shmerei Wa'el, in Ner Tzion, he leaves it in the Sarik Iyun. He says, what is the Faradim going to do in that case? Maran's Posek Rabbeinu Tam, and the Hayy Adam makes sense. He says, Sarik Iyun. The Ma'aseh, we're not going to make a Beracha, although he writes that to solve all these Sifekot, you should wash. You should have a kabetza bread to alleviate all these problems, so you don't have an issue whether he was supposed to make a Beracha or not. There's another case. Another case that the Shad Etziyun brings down was also a big hadush. He says that it's true that Rabbeinu Tam says that you have to treat your sukkah like you would treat your house. And therefore, since in the house we eat seudat keva, you eat seudat keva in the house, although like say snacks and things like that, you'd even eat on the road. So therefore he says that's the rule. Therefore, since you eat Seudat Keva in your house, you'd have to make the Berachah and the Seudat Keva in the Sukkah. That's the underlying logic that we always understood. Teshvu ke'en taduru. In your house, you have a meal. You sit down, you eat. So if you have to have that similar meal, which is a kabetza or more, in the Sukkah with the Berachah, no problem. But he says, but it's not common, and it's not the way we live, to go have, when you're visiting your friend, to have a seudat keva by your friend's sukkah. When you visit your friend, you sit down, you sit with him, you talk with him, and you don't eat seudat keva by your friend's sukkah necessarily. You visit. Therefore, he comes up with a big hadush. He's even according to the Ben Utam, tishvuke in taduru, that's in your own sukkah. But if you go visit your friend's sukkah on Sukkot, even if you don't eat anything, just by entering the sukkah, that's tishvu, that's the way you live. You visit people, you sit down in the sukkah, visiting your rav on Sukkot. He says, even according to the Ben Utam, you have to make the beracha l'shev basukkah. That's the hadush of the Sha'ar HaTziyun. The Aruch HaShulchan brings it down. He says, although it sounds logical, but l'ma'aseh, that's not the minhag, that even when you visit your friend, if you're not going to eat anything, you're not going to make a beracha. Although there's a story told of Aaron Cutler, Alav Hashem in Lakewood, that one time one of the guys was in his friend's sukkah, and he picked up an apple, and he said, "Borei pra'etz l'sheba sukkah." Rav Aaron Cutler said, "You didn't have in mind when you were in your sukkah that you're going to come here." He said, "No, it's good. You made it, it's a good beracha." So it's like Rav Aaron was mekalest in hag beracha b'vadya. Alav Hashem brings down in Hazon b'vadya, "Afilu mi sheholech lebaker besukato shel chavero ve'eno ochel sham seudat keva eno mevarech." So again, although all these cases sound logical to make a beracha, we're taking them off the table.